And 6:30, it is cloudy and 65 degrees in Tulsa. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Who is in charge? Oklahoma Corrections Director Joe Albaugh says things are so bad at the state's prisons, it's not really accurate to call them prisons.
Right now, we are the Department of Warehousing, not the Department of Corrections.
Facilities are crumbling. The department is drastically understaffed. Inmates run criminal operations from behind prison walls. Albaugh says it will take dollars, and a lot of them, to fix the system. He has asked the legislature for a $1.5 billion budget for next year. Last year's budget was around $500 million. The crime-troubled area of 61st and South Peoria is getting a new name. We don't know what that name will be just yet. The city and community leaders will host an assembly at Marshall Elementary School this morning to kick off the voting process for that name. The effort is to encourage students to be a catalyst for positive change in the community. If you travel busy, Highway 69 between Wagner and Pryor, expect some delays as you come into Choteau. Work will begin on a resurfacing project today near Highway 412. Time is running out for Congress to act if it plans to save the Dreamers Act. President Trump has pledged to pull the plug on the Obama executive order unless Congress takes action. The act allows adults brought here illegally as children to stay in the United States. Immigration attorney Melissa Lujan says the act has had a positive impact on the economy.
Those people that got legalized were buying homes, they were buying cars, they were investing, they were able to really contribute to the economy.
The president gave Congress 6 months to act. That was back in September. The clock runs out in March. A Glenpool firefighter, his pregnant wife and two-year-old daughter lost their home and cars to a weekend fire over in Creek County. The family was not home at the time of the blaze. The cause of the fire this morning is still under investigation. A woman and a man are hospitalized after a botched murder-suicide attempt over the weekend in Tulsa. The woman called Tulsa to police to say that she had been shot and that her partner had shot himself. It happened in a neighborhood near 41st at 129th East Avenue. Our weather forecast, cloudy with a slight chance of some rain. We will have a high today of 63. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, 33 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa, it is cloudy and 65. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.